What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by Moore Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. I am your host with my wife here, Kathy.
Hello.
Mark Moore and Kathy Moore. Last week's show, we talked about how can I save money on my insurance. And just as a recap, I guess, you know, watch out for saving by deleting your coverage or reducing your coverage. You don't want to save money because you took out coverage that you need. And you need to kind of know, you know, you need to be an educated consumer, and you need to know what you're buying, what the differences are, and you need to be able to compare those alternatives.
Right. A lot of people say, oh, I saved, you know, so much money, and you start looking at, they a lot of times say reduce their coverages, and we're not even aware of that.
Yeah.
So just make sure you're comparing apples to apples, what I say, not apples to oranges. Make sure your coverages are exactly the same, the limits are the same.
Or better.
Or better. Yeah. If they're better, that's one thing. But again, you want to make sure that you are looking at it yourself and not just take, you know, someone's word for it. You want to make sure and look at it.
That would be the win-win, is if you could save money and improve your coverage.
Exactly.
That's what we do that quite a bit.
Right.
So today's show, we're going to talk about insuring classic and exotic vehicles. So Kathy, when you were growing up, what kind of car did you want? What was your dream car when you were a kid?
Oh, I don't know. I liked BMWs, probably.
BMWs.
Yeah.
Okay. That wasn't really around here as much growing up, because we were, I mean, most people had a pickup truck, and that's why I had
took us driving one before, and I liked it.
So. Oh, yeah, because your mom didn't want to be too showy, did she?
Yeah, that was a Mercedes, yeah.
Oh, that was a Mercedes? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I think when I was a kid, I really liked the 65 Mustang, and I thought that was cool. You know, I wanted a Mustang. And
yeah, I had several friends
who had Mustangs. Most kids have a dream of getting a, you know, when you turn 16, you want a sports car, right?
Right.
So I guess the closest thing I ever had to a sports car was my my SHO, Taurus. Remember that one?
Yes,
so
I remember.
When Kathy and I were dating, I had the SHO.
Yes.
And it was, you know, it wasn't like a Corvette or anything, but it was more sporty than just what I used to drive, like the regular Taurus, I guess. It was the SHO, super high output. And so when I started dating Kathy, what was the end game to the SHO, Kathy? What happened to the SHO?
It blew up.
Yes. So I went on a trip to Europe, and Kate and I were dating, and I actually invited Kate to go with me to Europe, but she turned me down.
I did.
Right. So
yes, I did.
I guess since we were dating and we weren't married. So
right.
I was going with a group. So it wasn't like we were going by myself. I was going myself. So I got there and came. I said, Kathy, when I'm gone, I want you to drive my car just to crank it up, make sure it's okay. And when I came back, I found out
how these stories are going to make me look bad.
Well, it's a true story. So Kathy had loaned the car to teenagers who blew up the car.
All right. Side note. My cousin forgot her glove, and she was in Cherry Log or something. And she basically couldn't have it unless she couldn't have her glove because she was a lefty. So we had to bring it
softball
to her
game.
Softball game, like a tournament. So I did not know how to get there. So I had two of them with me, my two cousins, first cousins with me, and my cousin, he did drive the car because I didn't know
teenager.
Where we were going, and he was like a senior in high school, so he was like a young one, and all of a sudden, we started seeing the car
somebody's car's on fire, they said, right?
Car's smoking, and we're like looking around and realized it was Mark's car, so that was not a good time.
So I met her anyway, even though she blew up my car.
Yeah.
But that was, you know, kind of goes into, I guess, the story leading into, you know, having a classic or exotic vehicle. Now, mine was not, not compared.
It was not.
But I think a lot of people grow up with those dreams of having some kind of sports car.
Ferraris.
Or
Corvettes.
Mustangs. Yeah. So when
Teslas.
And so a lot of times people grow up and they have arrived at the point in their life that, hey, I'm going to buy the sports car. I'm going to buy
Porsche.
So. What's the fastest car that you've ever been in, Kathy? What's the?
Well, a Porsche, probably, yes.
A Porsche, okay. Mm-hmm. So the fastest car I've ever been was the Ferrari. I didn't like it. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because you have to go backwards to get into it. Like you face backwards and you swing your feet into the car because it's so hard to get into. Because I'm 6'4", so it makes it even harder. But so that would be probably the fastest car I've ever been in. What's the most expensive car you've ever ridden in? Can you think about that?
I don't know.
You don't know? Probably the Porsche, maybe?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars for some of these vehicles that we have insured. What is the most expensive car we've ever insured? Can you think of one? I mean, I know one time I insured a Ferrari, and I understand it was over $1 million. It was it was an older Ferrari that had no mileage on it.
There's a lot of people do a lot. We have a lot of customers that collect cars, so they have a lot of things. They might be older, but they're definitely very, you know, very expensive.
There's a market for this.
Yes,
like the old Porsches, old Volvos. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are doing this. It's just their
passion or their hobby or whatever.
Yeah.
They go to car shows.
Yeah. I thought about one of the most expensive vehicles I've ever insured is actually a fire truck. I mean, we actually do business with the fire departments in North Carolina and all in Clay County. In fact, I'm one of those guys come on one day and we'll talk about, you know, fire safety and some things. But the, you know, these fire trucks are extremely expensive.
Right.
I mean, very expensive vehicle. So when we're insuring these vehicles, we want to know how they're going to be used. I mean, sometimes you get the classic car tag, and they just go to a car show. We dove into something recently where there was a customer that was taking his vehicle to Atlanta Motor Speedway. He had a Camaro. So you get to go do what's called their race days down there, and you can race around the track or drive around the track. So that's going to create a whole different
Because problem. That's excluded from your normal personal auto policy.
Yes, and I'm going to read the exclusions.
People don't realize, well, it's my car, I'm driving it. Yes, it's excluded because you're racing it. So that's another thing.
Well, one time, and Kathy will remember this, this is going back a while, but we had a customer that took their truck to some sort of off-road, like you paid money to go into the facility. You're, I don't know if you're mud bogging or whatever.
Mud bogging. He was mud. I was the one to talk to him, and he got stuck and wanted us.
He sunk his car in the mud.
And he wanted
or truck. Yeah, and so what happened about the claim?
He didn't have any coverage.
He had no coverage.
Because he was
ticked.
He was, well, he did it, first of all, without telling us. He only called us after it happened. But he purposely put his car through there, so that was an issue. So Mark's going to read the exclusion.
Yeah, so you can't do that. And I've got two different insurance companies' exclusions here. One of them, what we call a standard company, one of the, you know, our main companies, we had another company
preferred,
that we called a non-standard company, or that's not necessarily a preferred company. And by the way, it's one you see on TV that advertises all the time. So you want to be with a you know,
a standard company.
We use this company for, like, my friend with a 20-something speeding tickets. He's going to be able to get insurance from this company where he can't get it elsewhere. So the exclusion reads, and this is actually, we're talking about liability here, but it's just going to be the same. Coverage does not apply to any auto while preparing for, practicing for, or participating in a any prearranged racing, speed, or demolition contest. So you're going to have no coverage if you go to, say, Atlanta race days and try to have your car around the racetrack. Now, that's one company. Another company is even more restrictive. It says, lost your covered auto while participating in prearranged, check, same as everyone. Organized, check, same as everyone. Here's a big word, spontaneous. So that would to me, if you had a spontaneous race, like you go up to a traffic light and somebody's revving their engine, Kathy's smiling because didn't this happen to you one time?
Yes.
And what happened?
I won.
Yeah, what were you driving, though?
A Camaro.
A Camaro. And so you're in Florida and some idiot comes up next to you and starts revving the engine.
Yes.
And you want to drive the Camaro.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. That's awesome.
I was younger. I was,
Yeah, so I never did do that, actually, folks. So, yeah. But anyway, we used to go, we talked about this before, we used to do the cruising thing in Murphy. So we go to Murphy, and that was the thing back in the day where you get in your car and you drive through town, and you, I mean, it's just really kind of, I'm sure kids probably think it's kind of silly today, that's what we should do. But you used to cruise down in, was it Clearwater Beach, I guess, in your the Camaro with the T-tops. Was it Camaro or Corvette?
That was my friend's Corvette.
Yeah, so they were the blonde girls in the T-tops and the Corvette going down the road, right? So, okay. So we will talk some more about this after the break. But today we're talking about insuring your classic car or exotic vehicles. And I'm Mark Moore, my wife Kathy Moore, on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore, with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore. We want to let you know where we're located. More Insurance Services has three locations. One is in Hayesville, next to United Community Bank on Highway 64. We have one in Hiawassee, which is next to the hospital in the Town Trace building, the Red Brick building. And we, lastly, in Blairsville, and we are located actually in South State Bank, across from Home Depot and next to the post office. You can find us online at www.more-insurance.com, or of course, please like us on Facebook. All of our Peace of Mind radio shows have now been added to our website, so you can check them out if you'd like to hear something or you missed one of the shows. Also, we have two other locations. We have Mountain Insurance. It's a division of Moore Insurance. It's located in Murphy, North Carolina, past Arby's and Highway 64 West. Come by and see Velda Dockery and Emily McEwen. And then we lastly have Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, which is located between United Community Bank and Burger King and Blue Ridge. And you can come by and see Jeremy Payne and Kathy Hunter. Again, please like us on Facebook, and if you'd like to have a quote, you can call our office, or you can also request one online on our website.
Okay, so today we're talking about how do we insure a classic or exotic vehicle. And we said before the break, you know, when you grow up as a kid, young man, or I guess sometimes a young woman even, you have a car which you really dream about, what you really want to have. What kind of cars our daughter wants? She's 14. What'd she say?
Well, she went from a Tesla until I told her how much they cost, and she didn't want that. And then she now wants some type of Chevy Blazer or something like that. She likes the way it looks.
Yeah. So what our plan is you know, our philosophy with kids is we've worked and have money, but you're broke.
Yeah. You're
so
poor.
What we're trying to do with her is to have her pay for half will match what she accumulates right. for working.
Right.
And then she'll be able to pay for her car.
Well, in that respect, that way she has, as we call, skin in the game. And
yes.
then she will hopefully take back care, better care of it because she knows how much she worked for it. Yeah. So
she will not be getting a classic or exotic car.
No, she will not.
So do you want a classic or exotic car, Kathy?
No, I do not.
You know you don't want one? Okay.
Well, I've got a car I like, but we'll get that at some point.
Yeah, so, you know, her dad is definitely a car guy.
Yes.
And Kathy's actually more a car person than I am. So.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, Kathy definitely is. So, we insure these vehicles because, you know, people grow up and they end up having the money. I can go buy a Corvette now, or I can go buy a Ferrari, or I can buy, you know, I always wanted that car.
Right.
And so, we have to insure these cars.
Right.
We talked about, you know, how you use them, you know, if you're going to use them in sort of a race day or, you know, or some kind of contest, you're going to be able to not have where you're going to have no insurance for that.
Well, just a side note, if you have these type of cars or these type of vehicles, or even if you don't have an exotic or expensive car, just kind of talk to your grandkids or your kids to make sure they understand if they are doing certain things, they will not have coverage for these things if they're racing. So,
yeah. Well, I've done stupid stuff when I was a kid. Like, I mean, I had the four drive pickup truck, and but I took Kathy up the side of the mountain one time when we started dating, and you know, she was from Florida, so we weren't used to going up the sides of the mountains, and that was a new experience, weren't you? Yeah,
it wasn't a road, basically.
It wasn't a road. Yeah, so technically, if I was paying to go somewhere like that, you know, some sort of course, then that would not be covered potentially. So you've got to know how the car is being used. You don't want to take something off-road and or you know, go to some sort of place that you pay to do this, and then you have no coverage. Now, what's interesting, we had a customer, I told you before the break, that was going to take his Camaro down to the racetrack in Atlanta. I guess it's over in near Braselton.
I actually
it's Road Atlanta, where it is.
Yeah, I actually had I have a class that I was in that his daughter-in-law bought his son a gift for his birthday that she was taking him to do this and, you know, take and drive a car similar to the Atlanta Speedway, but it was somewhere else, not here. And of course, him being an insurance professor, and he had designations and had a degree in risk
assurance. He was teaching the class.
Yeah, he was teaching a class that I have for the National Alliance for our designations in the Canadian Education. And, of course, he had gotten into this conversation about this whole thing about how he explained to her that it wasn't covered and how to get a special policy for this. So it was really funny and ironic that after not even a couple of days after I had this class, then we had this this come up with an actual customer. So we were like, oh, I already know all about this.
I think this provides a very good illustration about how insurance just makes things not fun.
Right, right.
I want to go racing. Right. Well, you got to worry about your insurance. I don't want to worry about insurance. Right. I just want to go have fun.
Right.
And so always insurance is going to suck the life right out
of you. Do things. Yeah. That's always probably the best. Yeah. The best.
So surprisingly, you know, us being a broker, and we, you know, we can go out in the market and look for things. I didn't know if we could find coverage for this type of event, and so
we have special events policies for certain things.
Yeah, I've insured a tent revival, a goat show, all kinds of stuff. This is different, right? Driving an exotic
fireworks,
vehicle,
fireworks, what have you?
Yeah, I've insured fireworks, but this. We found a policy that would actually cover him for damage to his vehicle.
Right.
Now, it would not cover liability. In fact, I got the policy here in front of my hands that says there is no liability coverage on this policy, afforded on this policy.
Right.
But it did cover his Camaro, and this was only a one-day policy. It only lasted for a day. It cost almost $700, $694. Mm-hmm. The deductible was 10% of the value of the car, and it was like a $75,000 car, so it was like a $700 deductible.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to read, even in this policy here, you got to be careful because there was actually some exclusions on here. It's not going to cover, quote, racing. So if you were out there racing against somebody else, then there would not be any coverage.
But if you're just driving it as fast as you can on a racetrack, which is what he was doing.
Which he was doing.
That was why that we had this particular policy for it.
So that was the exclusion reads that, let's see if I can go to the other page here, it gives me the first part of it. Perils excluded. We not pay for loss caused directly or indirectly, blah, 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 blah. And it says while engaged in racing. So if you're, and racing has a definition in the policy that tells you what racing is. When you see a, and this is maybe not here or there, but when you see anything in quotes in the insurance policy, this is a contract. The insurance policy is just like, you know, it's a contractual relationship with the insurance company. Racing means during the driver education event, which was also a definition, is competing against other participants who begin simultaneously. So if you start at the same time and you're racing, even this policy that he paid for is not going to be covered. What it would cover him is him and his car going around the track as fast as he could. Kathy ended up even emailing your instructor about this.
Yes, I did.
He was like, well, be careful because, you know, I think I've read this too, but I mean, if you're racing against time or something else, but this says in this particular policy, other participants. So
that could be an issue.
Yeah. So if you told your car going down a curve in Road Atlanta, you would not have coverage under your normal primary insurance policy because it's excluded, but you can buy a policy that will cover you for damage to your car should you do this. Now, shifting gears, you know, we talked about what you could do with an exotic car. What's the reality? Most people just go take the car to the car show. You go to George Mountain Fair, and they got a great car show up there, and it's fun
Pigeon
to go.
Pigeon Forge. Yeah, people sit out there with they have their cars. People come and look at them and talk to people about it. They have their chairs out in the parking lot. It's ready to people checking out.
So what do people really, really take care of these cars?
They do.
I mean, it's
they're already usually in buildings, storage buildings, and they're secured, and they're, of course, they're immaculate.
Yeah. So we have special markets, special companies.
Yes, we do.
And I can name a few. There's Hagerty. That's one of the big riders. Mm-hmm. What's the classic auto? What's that one we wrote with CLM? Classic. Mm-hmm.
Classic auto.
Yeah. So they ride them. There are markets out there that specialize in this.
Right. And we do have some standard companies that will write certain ones on their policies too. But if they don't want them, then we, of course, we ask if it all determines what you do with them. So.
Yeah. I had a customer. He has a dealership, and one of his cars got stolen. And the problem can arise is the valuation of the car after the loss. And sometimes I think you're probably better off to be with a specialty market that knows what the values are, because they are very fluctuating, and some of the values will make your eyes pop out. to ensure one of these things, we're going to have pictures of the car. We're going to have to inspect the car inside and out. And the company's going to have to agree what the value is with you.
Right. A lot of times you have to take pictures of the actual
motors,
engine, inside the interior, stuff like that. So just to make sure you know that before they actually will bind coverage.
Okay. So we are out of time today. And today we've been talking about insuring classic and exotic vehicles. And I'm Mark and Kathy Moore, independent insurance agents and brokers on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.